In Paris last summer, a very beautiful thing happened. In France last summer, something extraordinarily beautiful happened to me. When Annie and I were married 6 years ago, we discovered that we have about... have we ever actually tried to count them? We must have about 25 nieces altogether. And they're all beautiful. It was quite startling. Two of our nieces came to see us in France last summer. This was Karen and Laura. They're 15 years old. We met in Nice. Then we went to Avignon. And then we had 2 whole weeks in Paris. And I like Paris so much, I said earlier, and there I was in Paris with 3 beautiful women. Paris is a very nice place to be with. Paris is a nice place to be with. I'm getting mixed up in the grammar of the sentence. It's very nice to be with beautiful women anywhere, but there's something kind of special about Paris. And I wanted to go one morning to the very great cathedral of Saint-Sulpice. I learned about that cathedral from Annie, who had lived in Paris earlier, and I came to love the cathedral. It's on the left side of the river. It is a spectacularly beautiful, rather reserved cathedral. I mean, it's not flamboyant or anything like that. But it's so beautifully built for the music of the organ. And the great organist, Marcel Dupré, had been there. That was even before my time. Well, one morning, I believe it's just about the... It was one of the last mornings. I was in a hurry to get over there. And a lot of hair combing went on. All right. We made it to the cathedral in time. I thought that I would write a poem to the ghost of Marcel Dupré, explaining why we were slightly late. To Marcel Dupré, organist of Saint-Sulpice. Singing alone, in the only place I will ever know, I am combing my hair this morning. My 3 loves are going to make me late because the Spartans sat down beside the rock and combed their hair into the sea. Monsieur Dupré, may I come home to you and weep back in secret? I have good reason. I just want you to come over and sit down with me alone. Just you and me. Let them go flower. Every time I wake up in Paris, I see women combing their hair. I know very well this morning over at the Luxembourg Gardens, the slight and plump blossoms are turning green, a sheer despair of summer. But ah, Monsieur Dupré, I have everything I ever longed for except the water, tousled and amazing. What does the water think of, rushed through their hair? Monsieur Dupré, I bring you with me Karen East, who is young in Paris, Laura Lee, who is young in Paris, and my love young, all 3. The fates have changed their names again, and now they are beautiful women. Drowsy, tousled, half awake, laughing. They have kept me waiting half awake in your music, and the cathedral of Saint-Sulpice is the water that combs their hair. It is the sea. It is the secret stone.